3. Hard circumstances meet busy hearts. Troubling circumstances will always come. Life is hard. When difficult circumstances and our hearts meet, a conversation breaks out between the two, back and forth, and the conversation can be wise and hopeful, or it can be foolishness that parades as wisdom. The conversation begins. Our troubles usually start the internal conversation. This is painful. Why is this happening? Then it gets messy. Spiritual beings whisper, "Does God really care? Can His words be trusted?" Our hearts can submit to those questions and we can adopt them as our own. Maybe He doesn't really care. Wouldn't a good father protect his children from these things? Meanwhile, God Himself speaks. We could condense His many words this way. Look to Jesus, crucified and raised from the dead. The crucified one who suffered, He is the evidence of unfailing love and affliction. Suffering raises many questions, and for most of those questions, you will have to trust me, that my love is more sophisticated than you know. Our task is to hear God's voice, believe His words, and follow Jesus even when life is hard. Back and forth, trouble comes at us, we respond. The devil questions our responses, we respond. God's word in Jesus Christ tells the real story about our suffering and speaks hope. We respond. And the conversation continues. Who wins? Who will have the final word? Meanwhile, the conversation actually changes the experience of suffering. For example, if we respond with, "Everything is meaningless and God does not care," our pain will be worse. If we respond with, "I don't understand all this, but I know that my Father loves me and I trust Him," we will live with purpose, hope, and perseverance. If we remember the promises of God in our testing and